Our special guest on this week's Eagles Insider podcast, none other than another Bo, rookie nose tackle Bo Allen. Bo?
Well, they're not the same.
We don't need to get into this. Yeah.
You guys have already had your debate on this one.
So. There's Bo and Biu, and, or Biau, or whatever it is. But
I mean, it's spelled beautiful, not beautiful.
Yeah. Right, so it would be Biu.
Well, I'm just saying, I guess what I'm saying is that I'm beautiful and you're not.
It's kind of like, I'll agree. I'll agree to that.
We're going to name calling within 30 seconds of the podcast.
We're having
a throwdown edition.
I think that's a good deal. You're the better looking one. I'm just the one whose name is pronounced Bo.
You definitely wear the beard better.
I could settle for that.
Yeah, Bo does wear the beard better, so.
Sorry.
All right, I'm in that. I'm in for that.
The question with Bo Wolf is, will you shave it once November's over?
Bovember?
Yeah.
Well, there's a purpose for the beard. So once that purpose has been fulfilled, then
you're saying that there's not a purpose for Bo Allen's beard?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm doing the same kind of deal, but I mean, I don't know if I'll ever shave it.
There you go. Yeah. This is the beard status currently.
Oh, God.
can you hear?
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh. Bo, so you've been in Philadelphia for a short time. Have fans told you what Eagles Cowboys is like?
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely told me. You know, since I got out here in May, everyone's talked about is, you ready for the Cowboys? Like, you don't know what this is like. Like, this is a big rivalry. And I've been a part of, you know, some rivalry games in the past. Wisconsin's actually playing Minnesota this week in a big rivalry game.
Is that the biggest one?
That's kind of the biggest one for us. I mean, there are a lot of good rivalry games in the Big Ten.
What is the trophy for that one?
That's
Paul
Bunyan's
axe.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
I think it's my opinion. It's the best trophy in college football.
That's a great trophy.
But I guess getting back to the topic, people try to prepare me, but I guess we'll see what it's really like, you know, on Thursday.
Is there a different atmosphere in the locker room for this game from some of the veterans who have been through these battles before with them, or?
I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, it's kind of this. It's a little different just because of the way the week is scheduled. You know, you get into such a rhythm with, you know, games being on Sundays or Monday nights or whatever, and then, you know, we got a game on Thursday, so that's a little different. But then, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like a more intense, short week, I guess. I don't know. It seems like everything's kind of packed in there. People are a little more fired up. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty exciting.
So, how have you gotten your body ready for this Thursday night game? I mean, did you have to do anything extra behind the scenes, or?
I mean, nothing crazy. I think we're set up really well to deal with these short weeks. I think everyone outside of, you know, NovaCare is making a lot bigger deal about this short week than we are. You know, as a coaching staff and as a team, it just kind of, I think we're equipped well to do this with all the body maintenance stuff we've done in the past. But you know, just the usual stuff. You know, you got to know it's different for every person. You just got to know kind of what's hurting and how to make it feel better, I guess, at a very basic level.
One of the biggest matchups that we talked about earlier in the podcast was the Eagles defensive line, you guys going against the Cowboys offensive line. Mm-hmm. And you talked to some of the guys in the locker room already this week, Fletcher Cox and Bay Logan. Humble guys, usually don't talk a lot to the media.
Right.
This week they're, you know, saying stuff about the offensive line, saying, you know, we don't know where they're getting all this acclaim and this and that. And it seems like, you know, it's like you guys want to prove something on Thursday night more than anything else. Is that something that's been discussed in the meeting rooms and out on the field?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Benny and Fletch have kind of said it best. You know, I don't really want to get into the whole, I don't want to create any bulletin board material or anything like that. But, you know, we think we're a talented group of defensive linemen. I think we do a lot of stuff, you know, as a defensive line that, I don't know, maybe doesn't get a certain respect from people or whatever. And then on the other side of the picture, you got, you know, the Cowboys O-line that, you know, everybody's really, I think, kind of they're getting a lot of credit, maybe rightfully so. So I think it'll be just a good matchup for us to really, you know, see what we're all about and put some good reps on film, I guess.
That's good. That's well handled.
Yes, exactly.
Like, pretty good.
Pretty diplomatic answer.
Yeah,
there,
it's good for a rookie. That was very, very well crafted.
I mean, he's playing Wisconsin. It's not like he's been through big games before, so.
No, I just mean handling the, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Fran, go ahead. You've got some Shrine Game questions.
I noticed before we started that last year, the meaning this past offseason, we had a Bo at the Shrine Game, and he ended up with the Eagles. And then
that was me, yeah.
The year before, we had a Wolf at the Shrine Game, and that was Earl. And he ended up with the Eagles as well.
Both spelled their names incorrectly, and they both got here.
Let it go.
I like the Shrine Game. What did you think of the Shrine Game?
That was a fun time, yeah. I mean, it's fun to – I think for me the most fun part is just meeting guys, you know, from different colleges or whatever and seeing them on film throughout the year when you play them and all that. And then, you know, you're on the same team. You interact with each other a lot. So that's cool. I mean, some of the guys I met at the Shrine Game still keep in touch with. I mean, it was a fun week. It was in Florida, which is nice. We were on the beach here in St. Petersburg, so it was definitely a fun week.
Who was your coach?
It was AP. He's with the Texans now.
So was Cornell coach was Pleasant. The, was
yeah,
the head
he,
coach?
He was the head coach, and then
oh my gosh.
So you got a lot of special teams working.
You guys did so much stretching and special teams.
Well, it was weird. The field was in terrible condition. It was like raining, and everyone was like sliding all over the place. I don't know. I mean,
those were the most boring practices I've ever seen. Yeah.
BT was down there with us, and BT was ready to leave like Tuesday afternoon. He was like, "This is brutal. Like, get me out of here."
Oh, so much special teams. That was crazy. But hey, you know.
Were there any guys that when you went down there, they were like Big Ten guys you'd gone up against, and you met them and you got to talk to them a little bit, and they weren't as bad as
I mean, it was funny. A couple of my teammates from Wisconsin were down there. I'm trying to think, man.
Southward was there,
Dez
right?
Then he
went to the Senior Bowl.
Right, and then Ryan Groy, offensive lineman. Yeah. So it was funny because we've gotten so many reps against each other for the last 4 years. So we made a pact at the beginning of the week that we weren't going to go against each other. we were like a 4-3 defense or whatever. So whenever I was supposed to be lined up on Groy, I would just trade with the other D tackle. So I didn't get a single rep against him all week.
That's good.
So that was pretty funny.
Fran's got a good story about one of the other Big Ten guys who was there on the defense.
Oh, jeez.
Tell the Max Bulla story.
Oh, yeah, Max. We hung out Max a lot.
He's with the Texans, too, now, actually, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a gem, man.
One way.
Go ahead, friend.
Last year, I think it was in the office. It was right around this time last year. And I made a comment on Twitter. I just said that – and we'll debate whether or not I was wrong or not, but
now Fran watches tape. Let's you know start with that. That Fran
I watch a lot of college football.
You know.
And I made the comment that all three of the Iowa linebackers, and maybe you can I don't know how much you saw those guys, but the three Iowa linebackers I thought were pretty impressive prospects. Okay. All three were seniors. You had
Christian Kirksey.
You had
44.
Anthony Hitchens, who's going to the Cowboys, actually. He's playing for them now. And then James Morris, who ended up, I think, he went to New England. But you had those three guys. And I said, you know, those guys may or may not be better than Max Bulla. And he retweeted
all of them?
It.
You said all of them?
All three of them, yeah. And he retweeted. Now, I didn't at him on Twitter. I didn't tag him in Twitter, but he must have been searching his name on Twitter one morning. They were getting ready to play a big game and retweeted me, and I just received all kinds of hateful tweets from Michigan State, the Sparty faithful, and that didn't go over too well. But then he went down to the Shrine Game, and we'll see how it goes for him the rest of his career. It's a shame.
So you want to say he proved you right is what you're saying?
I'm not going to say that. It's still early.
It's early in the process.
We'll see.
I like Max. I think he's a great guy. I like him a lot. We hung out with the Shrine Week a lot. I don't know. I think he's a good dude.
What was your first interaction with the Eagles coaches? Was it down there at the Shrine Game or?
I can't even remember. I don't remember talking to there's so many coaches. You know, you guys know the way it works. Like, basically, you have many interviews with scouts and coaches. I don't specifically remember speaking with anyone from the Eagles then.
I guess when was the first time you met Azanero?
The first time I met him, that was at my my pro day
okay.
in Wisconsin. So that was the first time he was there. I talked to him briefly. Well, actually, even way before that, when I was a senior in high school, he kind of recruited me a little bit.
Right. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I remember sitting down with him in our in our weight room, actually, when I was a senior and talking to him for a while. And then, you know, fast forward to 4 years later or whatever, he was at the pro day and, you know, we spoke briefly then. And that was the first time I met him.
Was Coach Kelly at your pro day?
I don't think so. I think it was just Az.
Was there a time when either at your pro day or maybe at the Shrine Game where you were giving an interview and all of a sudden you felt somebody with a measuring tape around like your thighs here? Because the Eagles are known to do that.
Yeah, no, they... You kind of feel like a piece of meat when you're down there.
Oh, yeah. It's
everyone's
really
inspecting you from different angles and stuff like that. And, you know,
it's really unsettling. Like,
It is. It's kind of stressful. We took a whole bunch of personality tests, too. And It's pretty serious. I mean, obviously that stuff's important, I guess.
I don't think it's open to the media for the Shrine Game, but the weigh-ins at the Senior Bowl are like, it's the most uncomfortable hour of my life.
Yeah,
Well, it's the same thing at the Shrine Game. I mean, I was the first one to go, right?
Oh, yeah, because Alan, yeah.
Yeah, so we're all trying to, us like what we're going to do, and there's a curtain, there's a big room, and there's a curtain, and you can just, you don't really know what's going on the other side, but you can just sense that there's a lot of people out there, and you've been told that it's all the coaches and stuff, so people are like doing push-ups and like curls.
All of a sudden, those 2 seconds.
Try to look yoked. So we got to strip down to our, you know, just our ruds or whatever, and then they tell us like what to do, like the order of things you got to do. So I like walk out there. I'm just wearing spandex and I'm just like greeted by the sight of, you know, all of these professional coaches, like dudes I've seen on TV and whatnot. I'm just like, whoa.
good thigh definition.
So then they measure your hand height. And I remember getting on the scale and like I weighed like 335 or 330, something like that. I don't know, 334. And they announced like how much I weighed and how tall I was. And as soon as they announced my weight, I could hear all the players in the back behind the curtain just laughing at me and stuff. It was like really stressful. I was like trying to keep my composure. And then you have to like walk across the stage. It was weird. It felt like it kind of felt like a piece of meat.
It's so weird.
When they announced you heard the players in the back, but did you hear the hush over the crowd? Because that's always the worst is when someone like a height or a weight or like an arm length gets announced and everyone's like, oh no. And they like start scribbling around like, oh, that's worse than we thought.
His arms are half an inch shorter.
Will you hear that out loud? Will you hear that?
You can hear it.
Like, oh, you're like, oh,
yeah, that's what you can hear. I'm trying to remember one in particular, but I remember when Mike Glennon, the Senior Bowl, when he came out and there was like a Q-tip on it with legs, like walking out, and it was just like everyone was like, whoa, like, you know, just so skinny.
Well, I remember speaking of Max, when Max weighed in, he was 265 as an inside linebacker. We were all dying in the back laughing, like, you better learn how to play nose guard this week, Max.
Fran was saying the same thing.
Giving him a hard time.
I may have made like a third trimester comment or something like that. But jeez.
No, I mean, I don't want to talk bad about Max. No. We had all week. No. And he was a beast in practice, and I like that dude.
Yeah.
All right, here's the other question we have, and this credit to Alex Smith upstairs for coming up with this, but how would you put together an offensive lineup, a starting 9, or starting 11, rather, of only defensive players, only players on the Eagles' defense?
That's a good question.
Oh, man. See, that's something you think about. I think, just off the top of my head, I think Connor Barwin would be a great tight end.
For sure.
That's
one of the first ones you pen in.
Yeah. Yep.
Boom. I think I'd probably be a good center guard, maybe.
I got you at center.
There you go.
Two for two.
Yeah.
Who's your quarterback?
Well, this is tough.
Yeah.
You've got Marcus Smith, who was recruited to Louisville to play quarterback.
Yep, I knew that.
Nate Allen was a quarterback in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really the big options, I think. Unless you know, there's someone you know who
I
throws better.
Jalen mentioned to me that he played quarterback too.
Okay.
Maybe. Could see that.
I feel like Nate would make a good quarterback.
Nate
Marcus
quarterback.
Marcus has athleticism. I feel like he'd stand tall in the pocket too.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Nate's kind of got that demeanor too, that he could be like face of the franchise kind of quarterback.
He's very calm guy. Mm-hmm. Very collected. Well,
Marcus, by his own admission, was terrible at Louisville as a quarterback. He says like he was just throwing balls on the ground all over the place. But
I got to think. I feel like I'm missing some other real easy ones here.
Well, think about the offensive line. From a defensive line perspective, who would be going where?
Benny, I feel like, you know, me, Benny, would be on the interior of the offensive line. I think Taylor Hart and Bear could make good offensive tackles.
Yep.
I've got Bear as my left tackle and Thornton as my right tackle.
Okay, yeah. See, Fletcher could pull.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Where do you think Vinny's best spot would be?
I would want to see Vinny as a tight end, actually.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Or maybe
there's a lot of tight end
possibilities. You know, tackle eligible.
Right.
Other short yardage.
Number 68 is now eligible.
Yeah.
If you were at the game on Sunday, you know what that means.
Who else we have here? We need some wide receivers.
I think, like, Jalen Watkins, Boykin.
Boykin is the one.
Maybe Malcolm Jenkins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think those would be the three guys.
What do you think about running back?
trying to think of who's shifty got some moves, or like maybe like punt returner experience.
That's like Boykin. Watkins,
like
and
Nolan Carroll.
Or you could go with a pounder like Michael Kendricks.
Right. He's got a little bit. Michael would be a pretty good running back, actually. Yeah. I think. Yeah. I mean, when we did some look team stuff like in the summer in the past, Mike took some reps at running back. Looked
okay.
Pretty good.
Oh, really?
That's enough for me to put him there.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. I think he'd be a good. Maybe put Casey at fullback or something.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we could like have a serviceable offensive squad.
Fran said he'd take that offensive line over the Jaguars offensive line.
Oh, man.
Seems like a no-brainer.
May or may not have said that.
That's just joking.
All right, I'm glad to know that I can put you at center.
I mean, our defensive line is definitely a group of athletes, without a doubt. So,
good-looking athletes.
If you need us to play tight end, offensive line, quarterback even, I mean, I don't think we need to be pigeonholed.
Who's got the best arm in the defensive line?
I don't know. I know Benny's got a pretty good arm. Sed's got a pretty good arm. I haven't seen that many people throw. I thought I had a good arm, and then I stayed after practice the other day to throw a ball with James Casey.
Oh, yeah.
And that dude has a cannon. He was throwing like 65-yard balls.
Well, he's a minor league pitcher. So.
Right. Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
although when he was a baseball player, he went by Jim Casey.
Really?
So I did not know that.
At least on his baseball reference page, it's Jim Casey.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
I thought you were going to say his baseball card. I thought you were going to say you had a.
I do not have a Jim Casey baseball card.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if he has a card, I'd collect it.
If are there any offensive guys that you think could play defense? Just in terms of their physicality, guys you go up against every day in practice.
Well, I know Kelsey used to play linebacker.
Yeah,
actually.
Yep. That's the
yeah. I'm just trying to think of guys that have played different places in the past. That was really the first one that came to mind.
Mathis told us earlier in the year. He told us over the summer that he's been begging since he's been in the NFL to play defensive end.
Really?
No coach has allowed him to.
That's funny. I think Lane. I was gonna say Lane can make a good.
Lane was a defensive end for a short spell at Oklahoma.
Lane's a great athlete. Lane also played quarterback in high school, I think.
That's right.
Man, who else we have?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a good list. Shady would probably be a corner. He's shifty enough to move with guys.
Polk could play linebacker a little bit.
Yeah.
Put I could see that.
Ertz on the edge.
Thumper.
Okay, I like that.
Outside linebacker. I'm going to have to put some more thought into that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Sed Thornton, I was talking to him a couple weeks ago about his training regimen, how he prepares himself. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm 26 years old. At this point, I'm as strong as I'm going to get. I don't need to go to the weight room and just throw weight around for the sake of it. He said, but I get inspired watching Bo Allen because he's young. He's a rookie. He comes in. He'll throw on the weights. And, it makes me want to put on a few extra pounds just to push around. So what is that aspect of it like in terms of training during the course of the season and getting yourself ready for game days?
I guess that's kind of how we did it in college. I'm a meathead, to put it simply, I guess. And I'll feel a lot better about myself if I get a good lift in. And, if I'm moving big weights, it kind of gives you a little confidence boost come game day on the week or, in the weekends on Sundays. But I think, you need to find that point where you're lifting a lot of weight, you're working hard in the weight room, but you're also being smart. And I think that's important to factor in during the season, too. You don't need a one rep max every week. I think our strength staff here does a really good job with that. And, just so detailed in the approach and just knowing exactly how much you should lift and how it looks and having good technique. And
what's
and
your
stuff
one
like
rep
that.
Max?
On what lift?
Do bench.
Bench, yeah.
I'm not really sure right now. I hit 405 for 4.5 a couple weeks ago. I don't know, probably. But I'll tell you. Probably around 470, 450. I don't know.
What do you squat? One rep.
The most I've ever squatted for two reps was 705 pounds.
I've done 710.
Right. For two?
For three.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that ain't bad. You might have a random drug test.
I never lifted again. That was it.
Randomly drug test you coming up here soon.
What do you think has aided in your transition to go from college to the NFL and to be able to make an instant impact? As a rookie.
Yeah, well, I think it's just the guys that we have in the D-line room. I've kind of said this before, but coming into, the NFL back in May, I guess, right after the draft, I had this notion that it was going to be really competitive in the room and everyone was going to kind of like hoard, you know, secrets. And I'm not really sure why I thought that, but that's just the way it seemed to me. But that wasn't the case at all. Like, from the moment I got in here, like Benny and Fletch and Seth and Vinny and all those guys just were so helpful and, you know, giving me tips and just being really, I don't know, like really like good in the way that they just helped me out a ton. Even guys like Damian Square is not here anymore.
Rest in peace.
they all just helped a lot, and I think that made a big difference. When you go and you got a group of guys that just want to help you out, and they want to help you get better. I think that, you know, that goes a long way.
When you came in here, did you feel like a seventh round pick? Because seventh round picks, you know, typically have a harder time making the team. Did the team, I guess, make you feel like that you were what your draft status was?
No, I mean, I don't think it was like, oh, he's a seventh round pick. No. Like, he's going to be, I don't think I was like, you know, put in a certain box or whatever. You know, still part of the team. And I don't really think about it like that. You know, I don't think like, oh, I'm a seventh round pick. Like, sorry, that was very articulate. But
that's how we're going to introduce you in the yes. beginning of the audio. We're going to seventh round pick.
Well, years from now, it's like, are you going to be like, you know, I was always motivated by being a seven-round pick or something like that? Like some.
I mean, I guess I can see why some people be insulted by that, I guess, or like, you know, think that they should have gone higher or whatever. I just look at it as like, wow, I'm you know, I'm an NFL football player, you know, like how awesome is that? So that's kind of how I think about it. I'm not sure about other people, but.
What's better than this, Brian?
Oh, no.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Sorry, I had to hear that.
But Bo Allen, best of luck this Thursday night and the rest of the season. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Eagles Insider Podcast.
Now we should ask you about your favorite Thanksgiving foods.
Oh, silly. I don't know if we have enough time for that. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bo.
It.
You.